This morning, we will focus on Ruth, which should be easier because Ruth is also the organist. I had to tease her a little bit there. We will focus on Ruth. She has a great name. And what we can learn from her faith and her commitment. So we begin with a brief overview of her story. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land of Judah. A man named Elimelech, his wife Naomi, and their two sons went into Moab because there were crops and food available in Moab. Soon thereafter, Elimelech died, and his sons took Moabite wives, Orpah and Ruth. Then both sons died. At that point, Naomi saw that there was no reason for them to stay together. Wanting to return to Bethlehem and the land of Israel, where crops were once again growing, she said to Orpah and Ruth, "Go, return, each of you, to her mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. Find rest, each of you, in the house of your husband." Then Naomi kissed them goodbye, and they wept. They wept bitterly. It was a very, very sad moment. Yet Naomi's thinking made perfect sense. After all, was Naomi going to have more sons? Were Ruth and Orpah going to wait for those theoretical sons to grow up? Orpah was persuaded. She kissed her mother-in-law goodbye and turned back toward the land of Moab. But Ruth clung to Naomi. Indeed, she declared, "Do not urge me to leave you. Where you go, I will go. And where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." Ruth planted her feet in concrete. She wasn't going to be talked out of it. She was going to remain totally committed to Naomi, even in death. What an incredible example of commitment to one's family. So, think about the people in your life. Maybe it's your husband or wife, children or grandchildren. Maybe it's a best friend to whom you are closer than with some of your family members. When it comes to these people, the world says you get to choose. You get to choose whether to stay or to go. You get to choose whether to help or not to help. You get to choose whether to love or not to love. Ruth's commitment to her mother-in-law tells us a very different story, doesn't it? Ruth shows us the importance of being fully committed to the people God has brought into our lives. After all, we weren't just thrown together. God brought us together. He saw to it that the people who are in our life are in our life. So when we faithfully love and care for the people that God places in our lives, we are doing what is pleasing in God's sight. And we are following in the footsteps of Ruth. At this point, We need to remember that Ruth's commitment to her mother-in-law was a commitment made possible by Ruth's commitment to the Lord God, maker of heaven and earth. For the promise Ruth makes to remain with Naomi and to care for her is really more than a promise, it's an oath. Ruth not only promises, she swears by the name of the Lord God, the maker of heaven and earth, that she will stay with her mother-in-law and live with her and even be buried where she is buried. She says, "The Lord do so to me and also more, if anything but death parts me from Naomi." She basically says that if she breaks her promise to Naomi, she wants the Lord God Almighty to punish her himself. Incredible. Incredible, especially when we think about it. Because this is not a promise we would expect Ruth to make. Why? She was from Moab, my friends. People there worshipped idols made of stone. That's right. They bowed down to false gods. They definitely didn't take their oaths in the name of the Lord God, the maker of heaven and earth. So why was Ruth so eager to make this oath and not return to her own people and their gods? It goes back to something Ruth said earlier. Did you hear it? Did you hear what she said? Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. In that way, Ruth confesses faith in the one true God, the maker of heaven and earth. So you might wonder, how can this be? How can this Moabite woman now confess faith in the one true God? Well, in her time with Naomi and her family, Ruth had been exposed to the truth of God's holy word. And by that holy word, she had been turned from her trust in worthless idols to faith in the one true God and his promises in his holy word. Ruth had been brought from unbelief to faith in the Lord our God. So her desire to go with Naomi and live as one of God's people in Israel, it was all the fruit of faith in Almighty God. And so Ruth's spirit-born commitment to trust the Lord also led her now to remain committed to her poor mother-in-law, Naomi. Committed to God and committed to her family. That was Ruth. And so God led this foreigner, Ruth, to go with Naomi and live in the land of Israel. Live in the land of Bethlehem. Naomi was faithful to her family. And you know what? God richly blessed her. She was a gleaner in the fields. That means she was bringing home just enough grain for her and Naomi to eke out an existence, to survive. But God blessed her, and she met a man named Boaz, a faithful, a righteous man, who ended up redeeming her in court so that he could marry her and take care of her and Naomi and the entire family. Naomi had faith in God. Ruth had faith in God, and Ruth was faithful to Naomi. And God blessed her. And through that faithfulness of Ruth, God blessed all the people of Israel, and he blessed each and every one of us. How so? Well, Ruth married Boaz, and they had a baby boy named Obed. And he had a baby boy named Jesse. And Jesse had a baby boy named King David. And King David's line, 1,000 years later, was blessed with another baby boy named Jesus Christ. That's right. Through this Moabite woman, God brought blessings to all of Israel and to each one of us. Through her line, God brought baby Jesus, who was more than just a baby. He was God in human flesh, who came to live a perfect life, keeping the Ten Commandments for you and crediting his perfection to you as righteousness through faith. More than that, Jesus took all your sins, all your shortcomings, all your guilt, all your shame on himself. And he went to the cross and he sacrificed himself. He laid down his life for you. And then our Heavenly Father accepted Christ's sacrifice for your sins, your guilt and your shame, and my sins and my guilt and my shame is proven by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. What a gift. What a gift God gave to all of us in Jesus Christ. Forgiveness. Deliverance in Jesus. Just what we need, right? Deliverance. Because when we think about Ruth and her commitment, how do we measure up? We fall short, don't we? In our lives and in our commitments, we fall short. We often fail to love the Lord our God with all our heart. We often fail to love our neighbor as ourself. We fail as husbands and wives to love our spouse, to forgive our spouse. We fail as parents. We sometimes yell at our children. We fail as children. We often fail. We fail to obey our parents. We fail in our commitments to our family. We fail in our commitments to our community. Pastors fail in their commitments to the church and the sheep of God's flock. And even members fail in their commitments to Christ's church. Yet, you and I fall short in our commitments. But here's the good news. Jesus, that Savior, died for all our shortcomings, for all of our failed commitments, for all the times we have fallen short in our commitments as husbands and wives and children, and church members. And the list goes on and on. When we confess our sins, God is faithful and just. He forgives our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. In the blood of Jesus Christ, our sin problem is solved. We are restored. You know, when we go to this table, we can take all of our failed commitments, all the times we had fallen short in keeping our marriage vows, in keeping our confirmation vows, all the times we have fallen short, we can bring them to this table and we can have the blessed exchange. We can give our shortcomings to Jesus. We can give our sins to Jesus and He will give us His forgiveness. For in with the bread and the wine, He gives us His own body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins, the strengthening of our faith. And that empowered by the Holy Spirit, we can leave here to live a new life in which we keep our commitments, a new life in which we follow in the footsteps of Ruth and remain faithful to our God and faithful to our family, faithful to the people that God has put in our lives right now. Yes, empowered by the Holy Spirit, we, the forgiven children of God, can leave here today determined to remain faithful, faithful to our God who has forgiven us for all the times we have been faithless. Yes, we have been unfaithful, but God is faithful in Jesus Christ, and His Holy Spirit empowers us to follow after Ruth and to say to our family members, where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people will be my people, and your God, mine. May God grant it for Jesus' sake in your life and in mine. Amen.